Do you own a business? What do your customers hear when they call? Every business is unique, and Advanced Productions can help you create custom voicemail greetings or an on-hold production.
Call us today at 888-899-8511.
For over 40 years, we've been providing affordable audio and video services to businesses around the world.
Let us create a custom holiday on-hold message for your business for less than $200.
Call us today at 888-899-8511
or visit onholdaudio.net.
I can honestly say in our 28 years on the air, we've never covered women's shoes, or men's for that matter. Maybe a high-tech sneaker here and there or something like that. But today, we're talking with Dr. Taryn Rose, who's an orthopedic surgeon, and very interesting things they're doing for women's shoes. First of all, Dr. Rose, thanks for joining us into Tomorrow. How are you?
It's my pleasure to be here, and I'm so excited to be at CES.
As well you should be, because there's a lot of excitement here around your exhibit. First of all, tell me I'm told that most women know your name already because of the shoes and the shoe lines that you've done over the years.
Right.
But what is it that you're showing here at CES?
So what we have developed is an entire technology platform that allows us to measure everyone's feet and make their shoes made to measure. So it's custom shoes at scale. And we have our own proprietary patented technology that makes the shoes, even the sexiest high heels, more comfortable. So I just had some women from NASA here, and I said, ladies, we can put a man on the moon, but why have we not used technology to get a woman down the street?
Well, now that's a very good point, because, you know, when your PR folks came to me and said, oh, this is a great interview, trust us, I went, wait a minute, what's high tech about women's shoes? I mean, I get it, and, you know, the sexy heels for the smart, sexy woman, and that's wonderful. But, well, AI and other things that technology is helping to make a difference, and I thought, all right, well, now you got our attention. And then we saw what you do by measuring these ladies' feet.
Yes.
And how you literally customize a shoe for them.
Right. So we take over 192 measurements per foot, and then we create a 3D model, and we partner with the best in class to do that. And then all of that data is fed into our own algorithm that we developed in order to decide what is the best way to make your shoes to fit your feet.
Well, maybe not mine, because I don't wear stilettos. But
we have men's.
Oh, you do it for you measure and make men's shoes as well?
Absolutely. Yes, we have men.
Oh, okay.
We can't leave out half of the population.
Well, that's true, because that was going to be one of my other questions, is that why just the women, although I'm sure that's enough of a population to keep you busy.
Well, particularly in women heels, it's the highest pain point, literally.
Yeah.
Right, so you always try to go and solve the greatest pain point first, and really make your mark that way.
And tell me about the designer that you work with as well, because apparently there's some interesting connection there.
Well, this is Enrico Quini over there, and he is an Italian architect and product engineer, and he decided that to make shoes comfortable, we really should approach it from an engineering point of view rather than just aesthetic, although the shoes are beautiful.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, if I were to be looking to shop, I would think, yeah, I mean, they're gorgeous.
I mean, if you see a lady walking down the street in this, you'd notice, you'd say, wow.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah, very, very true. Now let's talk for a minute about your measuring system, because the first thing that I thought of when I saw the monitor was in so many stores, you have these Dr. Scholl's measurement things, right? And I've used that, especially before we walk 1,000 miles, you know, at a trade show like this. Is it similar to that? Only you talked about so many more measurements.
Oh, yes. Dr. Scholl's basically measure your pressure mapping, but we do much more than that. So there's a 3D reconstruction of your foot, and from that, we are able to extrapolate all of the measurements that we need that are mission critical. So today, we're using Atrix as the in-store version. We also have a mobile app, so people can do this at home and send us the information and do their ordering.
I like how with the NASA clients, you use mission critical.
Oh, yes. Well, it really is, because you know, when you make custom shoes and they don't fit, they come back. And that's just, you know, the negative bottom line there. So for me as a CEO, I try to use technology to minimize that as much as possible. And one of the things that I'm trying to do is change the way shoes are retailed. Because even for retail stores who want to partner with us, our technology will help them train their salespeople better. In fact, their salespeople don't need to know that much technical shoe knowledge. The turnover rate is so high these days, right? And they don't have to have as much inventory because our technology will help to decide what is the best fit for their client.
And that obviously makes a big difference for the retailers because they want to sell more shoes and have
right.
a better profit margin, et cetera.
Exactly.
And
so
it all works.
They keep their inventory very efficient and turned over quickly. Mm-hmm. They may not want to spend, if they're in a high rent area, a lot on inventory space. The problem with shoes, it requires a lot of square footage. So maybe you have a warehouse off-site somewhere and you just have fitting shoes inside your smaller store. And then these days, you can get most things, in 1 or 2 days. And most clients are fine with that.
And, of course, the idea of being able to take these measurements and then make custom shoes, how long is that process, real quick?
So for that, a client needs to wait between 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
And everything is done also by hand, in addition to machine-assisted, in our factory in Italy.
And what website should we visit for more info?
Well, go to EnricoQueenie.com, and I guess you'll have it up on the screen.
Yes. We'll not only have it up on the screen, we'll have it at our website at intotomorrow.com. Taryn Rose, MD, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. Continued good luck, not like you need it, because you got a lot of attention here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I picked out the right booth location, that's for sure, right? Yes. The entrance.
It was easy to find you, so that's terrific. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned as we bring you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.